and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the second hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here. Nancy Levan is here as well. It continues to be the 15th of February, 2014, as we move rapidly through this broadcast here. And I wanted to come back to something here. This hour, as we mentioned in the first hour, we're going to be talking about the Convention of States things. We have a couple of folks joining us here to do that in just a moment. But I was talking about the urban warfare training that's going on right now in the first hour, ladies and gentlemen. And I wanted to just point this out to you, and you can search for this page yourself. But our board operator at the network, Craig, sent me a message when I was talking about that, and he says, I served in the Marines. On Camp Pendleton, there is a complete city layout of cities in Iraq. For your information, it's been there since 2006. They're called combat towns. Now, you can get to this page. I wish I had it on the other computer. I would just put it on our Twitter feed. But you could probably search combat towns and Camp Pendleton, and this will probably come up for you. But it just lists several, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 different combat towns that are at Camp Pendleton. So you can search that out and look at that page. It looks like quite interesting information there. But it's very obvious this has been going on for quite some time, ladies and gentlemen. And something that all of us should be concerned about, should be aware of, urban warfare training. Because I really believe our army, our military, and yes, our police are being prepared to do battle someday with the American people. And I'm not saying this to scare people. I want to make that very clear. But you do need to be aware of what's really going on. All right, let's move on here. We have Roger Mundy standing by. Roger just wrote an article, which is up on the website right now. If you go to governamerica.com, under the schedule tab on the main page toward the left, there is the link there where, you know, we have that with the guest information. And it's called from Republic to Parliament. And you need to read that article. That's part one of what's going to be a multiple-part series, at least a two-part series, on the subject of what was the Conference of States. Today is the Convention of States. And Roger has done some comparisons between past efforts and this present effort. So we're going to talk about that some here in a moment. Also, we have Jack Abrahamson. He's standing by as well. Jack is with the Secure the Republic group, Jeannie Burlsworth's group. They've done a lot of great work there in Arkansas. They started off as Secure Arkansas, branched out to Secure the Republic to help out, well, you know, to get behind all of the effort, to broaden the effort, I guess would be the way to say it, to the entire United States. And so they are in the process of attempting to set up different chapters, different places, different organizations in different states to try to do the same for other states that they were able to do in Arkansas. So anyway, Roger, welcome.
Thank you, Jack. Darren. Good to be
welcome.
Here. Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to start, let's start off here with you, Roger. Let's talk a little bit about your article that you wrote, and why did you decide to take this on?
Oh, well, I didn't want to, but I didn't know anybody who was experienced as there are some that are experienced as me with the previous big push for a con called the Conference of States, and could, by that experience, and that was 20 years ago, and I've been watching the strange doings of these occultic efforts. By that experience, then, I was in a sort of a rare position.
I don't know where that,
to do.
Hold on a second. I don't know where that horrible noise is coming from. We're getting some background noise from someplace. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just in a unique position to compare the two. Not unique, but a rare position. So,
okay.
So it was intimately involved in the first effort, and then perceiving that this is just COS Part 2. And where it first grabbed my suspicion is because the Conference of States, the Convention of States, see, I can't even keep it straight, the Convention of States has the same initials as the Conference of States.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, reading through, and I find that it's a project of Citizens for Self-Governance, which is a CSG, and the Conference of States, the first one, was a project of the CSG, the Council of State Governments. And knowing, for example, doing that analysis of the Restore America Plan, TRAP, and knowing that they do announce their intentions, often in a ritual magic, I have been told that they are required to announce what they're doing, and symbolically. So, and we've seen so much of that over 20 years.
It's important to note here. I want to jump in here because what Roger just said is, I think, important, folks. What we got here, first and foremost, this is a spiritual battle. And you had mentioned to me the other day when we talked, Roger, about the. You know, you have a somebody that you work with. Her name is Susan, and she was telling you about the Book of Ceremonial Magic in 1911 by Arthur Edward Waite. Apparently, this is on AmericanDeception.com, Charlotte Iserbeet's website. And it's in that book, evidently, that they actually talk about how they announce ahead of time what they're planning on doing. And when we see this... these things play out. We've talked a lot on this broadcast about the symbolism and things that happen that, you know, are really inherent in many, many things that the establishment does. We have a lot of people that are in power right now that are literally controlled by the forces of darkness. And so that's part of the mocking process.
Oh, yeah. She's right now endeavoring to verify that for a fact.
Okay.
Going through that particular book, she thinks it might be in an Aleister Crowley text, but she thinks it's in the one you mentioned.
Okay.
And so, what I did with the COS CSG, I decided it was similarities and differences, and the similarities were striking. But then the differences were also striking, and so how could this be the same thing? Because, for example, the Conference of States denied it was attempting a con, and by all the literature of the Convention of States, it's very evident, and they even say they want a con. So how can this be the same thing? Well, I said, the only way it could be the same thing is if this is just two different sales campaigns.
Yeah. We got a lot of players involved. You know, Governor Michael Leavitt being one of the major ones. So, yeah, a lot of the same groups, a lot of the same people involved. and the same justifications. You know, they always use these pretenses of the abuses of federal power. We mentioned in the first hour the NSA spying, you know. All this stuff was revealed right on the right about the same time they start pushing this stuff again. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and then also what's interesting, if people come to see those two different sales approaches and under the same COS effort, you can do a lot of catching up fast by looking at all the rigorous research done on the conference estates, the first one.
Okay, hold it right there. Let's take a quick time out. We'll be back in a moment.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. And our guest is Roger Mundy and Jack Abrahamson. Roger headed a group called the Kansas 10th Amendment Society many years ago, grassroots activist from a long, long time, and also Jack Abrahamson is also a grassroots activist. He's the state coordinator for Secure Arkansas, and also he is coordinating help, you know, our efforts against the Constitutional Convention, or what's being called the Convention of States. Now, Roger, I want to jump to Jack here for just a moment, because we were talking about some of the same people being involved in past efforts versus the efforts today. And I think this is a good place to bring Jack into the conversation, because, Jack, you've been doing some research about who these people are and what their associations are. And I would like you, if you could, to kind of give us a bird's eye view. Who's backing this latest push for the Convention of States or the Article 5 Amendment Convention or Compact for America? They got different names for the same thing. Who are the people behind this?
Okay, what I've been, I'd like to do is back up a little bit. I've been involved with this thing since the 90s, and where I first got involved was when I ran for state delegate for the Arkansas Constitutional Convention and saw the evils on that. So I've been following that stuff pretty much from in the 90s. But anyway, getting back to your question, one of the first things I look for is if it's a 501c3 organization and, or an NGO. And if they are, they're under the directions of the government some way or other as far as their direction. And, anyway, the first group I took on was Americans for Prosperity, which Mark Levin is sponsored by this group. Now,
okay.
Americans for Prosperity was actually, funded and founded by the Koch brothers. And when some of the big players in Americans for Prosperity is a guy by the name of Kenneth Griffin. Now, in the 2008 campaign, Kenneth Griffin was a fundraiser for both John McCain and Obama at the same time. Now,
wow.
That seems real strange. And
yeah.
Anyway, his wife, Ann Griffin, is the analyst for Open Society Foundation, which is a George Soros thing.
Wow.
But anyway, this is where I've gotten to it. And if you follow the money, and you usually can find out who's behind it. One of the things, too, is any of these groups, I call them what they call is controlled opposition, where they
yes.
control the agenda. And this has been going on a long time. And what I feel real bad about is a lot of the patriots in America has been duped into being part of these groups, and I will have to say right now that the majority any of your Tea Party groups are 501c3. They have already been compromised, and I hate to say that we all jumped on the bandwagon when they come on board, but they've been all taken over. And you got your Tea Party Patriots, you got your Tea Party Exchange, and these all have been compromised.
There's a whole slew of Tea Party groups that you have listed. There's the Tea Party Caucus, Tea Party, there's a lot of these different organizations, aren't there?
Right, there's like Tea Party Nation, Tea Party Express. And what I thought, Tea Party Express was actually created by the Russo, Marsh, and Rogers, and they are a public relations firm, and I've got them tied in directly with the Iraq government, that's the ruling party of North Iraq. And,
no kidding.
They are the public relations for this group, and then when you start running down, there was like. Well, the Heritage Foundation is tied in there. They're a supporter of the what they call the Tea Party. You got Freedom Works that's are tied in there too. And that what they do is they use some key conservative people, like you've got James DeMint, you got Ted Cruz, Rand Paul. Now they are advisor somewhat, but they use a big name people to kind of make it look like everything's okay. And then you got your National Tea Party Federation. But yes, they all have been corrupted, and they all are 501c3.
Now, the other side, it's important to point out, aren't they paying local Tea Party groups? I think I read that they were, and it might have been in your article, like $10,000 to get the local tea parties to allow them to bring their speakers in and do the sales pitch, right?
Okay, I'm trying to run that the complete story down on that right now. What I had gotten a call from someone out on the East Coast, and they said someone from the COS group had approached their tea party group and offered $10,000 if they would set up the meeting, and then the COS group would provide the speakers. We're running down the delegates. There was 32 states that were involved in that Mount Vernon meeting back in December. We had four legislators, a couple reps, and a couple of senators. And the thing is, what they all had in common, they all were, three of them were members of Americans Legislative Exchange Council, which we call ALEC, A-L-E-C. Mm-hmm. And they are heavily funded by this group. Now, two of the members were at an ALEC convention out there on the East Coast just prior to the Mount Vernon convention, so they went directly from there to the Mount Vernon convention. And then the two others were funded by a couple corporations in Arkansas to take care of their travel expenses.
Wow!
But anyway, that's kind of that sums up what's going on.
The American Legislative Exchange Council has been pushing this thing for a long time, the whole time. In fact, I know Roger. You know a lot about ALEC yourself. So anytime you want to jump in and add to the conversation, or Nancy, too, just feel free to jump right on in.
I'm so gratified to hear of James' experience and his in-depth research, and this just positively dwarfs my own on the current effort.
It's actually Jack. His name is Jack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wrote
it's okay.
it. So rude. I didn't even allow you to introduce him properly, and, I'm sorry, Jack.
No, you're fine.
I tell you, when you get looking at his stuff, it sometimes you got to really laugh. You think these guys think that they're pulling off something, but, the thing is, it's all out there in public, and they think they're getting away with stuff, and they aren't. And
Because I'll tell you what, Jack, they are getting away with it, and the reason why they're getting away with it is because the people don't know any better. We don't have a real media in this country to actually dig into this like you have and connect these dots. And I just want to tell the folks out there, go to the website, governamerica.com, and click on the article that Jack has written. It'll take you over to the Secure the Republic. Actually, you can just go to securetherepublic.com directly. The name of the article is Caution, Questionable Players in the Convention of States. And you need to read this article, and you need to distribute this article. Distribute it to your lawmakers on a state level, the ones especially that are backing this nonsense. Because this is the kind of stuff that they need to know about. I mean, what they're supporting, what they're getting behind, they're supporting an effort which mounts to an effort by the enemy. That's what this is about. All right, I'll tell you what, guys, we're going to take a break. We got the bottom of the hour break here. And then let's continue the conversation on the other side, okay? Folks, this is Govern America. We'll be back in a moment with Jack Abrahamson, Roger Mundy, and Nancy Levance there somewhere. We'll be back in a moment.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah. For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here, and we have Roger Mundy here, and also Jack Abrahamson. And I want to come back to the subject of the American Legislative Exchange Council again, Jack and Roger and Nancy, if you're still there. Can you basically what this organization is all about? Appears to me that to manipulate and basically usurp state sovereignty, if I can use that term, by trying to coordinate legislation from the top down. You know, this really undermines the whole principle of having states in the first place. You know, and so I guess it's not really surprising that we could expect an organization like the American Legislative Exchange Council, and it's not the only organization. This is the right-wing version of it. We also have from the left wing the National Conference of State Legislators, the NSCL, or NCSL, I guess is how it is. But these organizations attempt to coordinate legislation from the top down. You know, the whole reason why we have states in the first place is so that if you don't like the laws in a particular state, you can go somewhere else and you don't have to live under those laws. And yet we have these organizations trying to make it uniform across the board, pushing someone else's agenda. Can either one of you speak to that?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
No, well, Roger, why don't you tackle it first, and then we'll go to Jack.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the ALEC is actually a relatively new kid on the block. And his founder, Paul, was it Weyrich, I think?
Mm-hmm.
There's a quote from him that says that what we need is a shadow government. And it is that conservative clearinghouse. But there, I've traced the efforts, and I believe, I know, I'm very confident, but I am certain, they've always had the same sort of goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And we go back to, for example, the Council of State Governments is older, founded by Henry W. Toll about 1924 as the American Legislators Association. And under that, he had, and this is the character of these people, Henry W. Toll had a 12 advisory committees on various topics for state legislators, and one of them was mental health and eugenics. And this tells you a little bit of this elitist sort of mentality, and eugenics was the extermination of all the unfit. Well,
mm-hmm.
That was dropped, I believe, when they were approaching World War II, and then their propaganda against the Nazis would include their cleansing, their eugenic cleansing, see? And, but it actually originated in England and then in America and then, Germany. But, so it goes back further as early as some, he found the Council of State Governments and all those collectively, were known for a long time as 1313, which was, basically, in my opinion, were clearinghouses to push legislation that was canned somewhere else, very likely in top of stock, maybe England or somewhere, various places. But we can trace this effort back to as early as, say, 1908, when the House of Governors was first formed, and we can go back further than that. I have got in part two of that study, I would like to take it to show how this push for this ideal British system of parliamentary government actually finds its origins in the Constitutional Convention of Philadelphia's and under James Madison's prompting. Well, what we got out of that convention, for example, was some Article 5 state suffrage, and it was not wanted by those who wanted to centralize power or wanted to establish a Humeite kind of parliament, and it was something that only one faction in that convention would not yield on, and in fact it ended that convention for a while, so they tabled it.
Let me just jump in here, Roger, because I want to come back to that here in a moment, because I think important. I want to speak to you, I want to have you speak later on to what the goals are of this thing, and then the solutions, because there are real solutions in the Constitution, and I think that's very important to explore that. All of this is very unnecessary. They do not need a con or a convention of states or whatever they want to call it in order to amend the Constitution, in order to restore this country. Go ahead, Nancy.
I have to think that we need to be cognizant of the fact that all of our states now are under some type of rulership of regional governors, as are the state's monies now. And so I'm also curious as to where these regional capitals come into play in the con, because surely they are going to.
That's an interesting thought.
They've established a functional form. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, just a little briefly, Alex. There's two state coordinators per state, and so there's out of 50 states, there's 100. There's a thing in there where the state coordinators required to sign a loyalty oath to Alex, which they put Alex, you're number one. And then they have a bunch of corporate members that belong to them. Now, the corporate members of the various companies, these are thousands and thousands of dollars. That's what keeps Alex going. And in return, our legislators is dumped into their campaign funds, big money, depending on if they push the bills and get them passed. And our state legislators, some of them have gotten as much as $20,000 to $30,000 a year from the state court, from the corporations that are Alex members on there.
Wow.
So their loyalty is to Alex and not to the voters.
Well, that's very important to point out, too, and I'm glad you said that because I had written that down in my notes to bring that up, and I forgot to do so. There's an actual form when the legislators join ALEC that they have to sign basically demanding that they pledge allegiance to the American Legislative Exchange Council. So when they sign that form, basically they're throwing their constituency out the pasture, I mean, under the bus. They're not there to represent you. They're there to represent the interests of whomever ALEC is pushing. And that's so important. Now, you also brought up, too, Jack, the fact that they're roping Mike Huckabee into this. Is that correct?
Okay, yes. Mike Huckabee, okay, he just come out. See, he's a presidential candidate. He's at least he's in the running there. Anyway, Mike Huckabee came back and just recently supported the Convention of States with it was on one of the Glenn Beck shows. On Fox. And the thing is, and then also he has distanced himself from Common Core. And I just got a letter that this was back in June of 2013, where he had a letter that he sent to the Oklahoma legislators supporting it very strongly. And he's in the governor's conference, so Association of Government Conference, which is like what Roger was mentioning before on the Metro 1313, which that's all part of that whole scheme there. So anyway, Mike Huckabee just recently come on supporting the Convention of States. And so that's where I got going, doing some background check, and then found he's tied in the Common Core, even though he says he isn't, but that's education is Mike Huckabee's one of his pet things, and he is pushing us big time.
Now, another thing on Mike Huckabee I want to point out, and you wrote this in your article, Questionable Players, the Healthier Alliance for Healthier Generation. Now, that was co-founded by the Clintons, right? And Mike Huckabee,
yes.
Isn't he on the like the co-chair or something of the board?
He's on there with them, absolutely.
So there you go, folks. These are the types of people. I just wanted to do this because I think it's important. And there's also ties. In fact, we got to take a quick time out again. But when we come back from the break, Jack, I want you to speak to where the Council on Foreign Relations ties in here, because there's some shadowy associations going on, even with the CFR. With those that are supporting this latest effort. They are trying desperately to get into your Constitution, but it's important to know who they are, who the next people are going to be that are going to be doing the manipulation with the documents of the words that we're going to be expected to live by. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We're back. This is Govern America as we continue on here. We're visiting with Jack Abrahamson. He's the state coordinator at Secure Arkansas and SecureTheRepublic.com, where you can find his article, Caution, Questionable Players in the Convention of States. Highly recommended the article. And also we have Roger Mundy joining us. Roger has written a piece also about the comparing past COG efforts with the present. And we're going to get into that a little bit more as time progresses here. But, Jack, I wanted to come back to you and have you give us a, you know, kind of a bird's-eye view, I guess, of how the Council on Foreign Relations is connected with all this. Because I'm spending a lot of time on the people. And the reason why I want to do this is I want people to understand who's really behind this. And so that we can know the nature of these people and know that it's really our enemy. You know, our enemy is behind this effort for those that might be in denial about it. We have Michael Ferris. He's the head of the Convention of States Project, isn't he?
Yes, he sure is. And he is a founder and of parentrights.org. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Grover G. Norquist, He's a director of that organization. So, and Grover G. Norquist, he is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. You can go to the Council of Foreign Relations website for the membership. Anyway, that's where I secured that from. But a lot
strange bedfellows, huh?
Oh yeah. And but anyway, Michael P. Ferris, he's also organized the Christian Freedom International. And you start tracing these things down there, and you look at the players, because sometimes you end up having to go down two or three layers to see the connection. And what I have found on some of these organizations, like when I get back to the Tea Parties, eventually they all end up to a big think tank. And what I suspect right now, I haven't been able to tie it together completely, but all these organizations go to these think tanks, they get their marching orders, and then they go back to their various organizations, which everybody thinks these are separate organizations, but really, the agenda is identical.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah, makes perfect sense. And we also have a lot of people that are involved in this effort that are also supporting things like Common Core, right?
Absolutely. And even, oh, that's another thing I just remembered, too, is on Alex, there was a resolution that was brought up some time ago to reject Common Core, and they would not endorse that resolution to reject Common Core. And that's where I tie some of those things together and then look at some of the other players, because they all have the same agenda, really. Should I jump a little to another subject? A little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
One of the things, too, I had sent a freedom of information, well, actually a request to a couple of our senators and reps asking how the delegates are selected. And there is two documents out that came out of the Congressional Research Service. Familiar with that?
The Congressional Research Service?
Yes, this is in Washington. Anyway, the two document numbers that you might want to take note of is R42589 and R42592. In this 42589, it says right down here, it's on over on page 2, where it talks about these Article 5 conventions, and they say the second bullet item down about maybe halfway down says, Congress is authorized to choose the method of ratification in the states. So Ferris and all the people involved with the COS, they're saying that the states are directly controlled, and they don't like you calling it a con-con or a constitutional convention, but that is what it is. They want,
right.
They're trying to deceive all the people involved. They're saying this is not a con-con. And it is a con-con, because I've been criticized many times, and I said, I always call it AKA, con-con, and they don't like
right.
it at all, but it is a
con. Well, obviously, if it's using Article 5 to call upon Congress to open a convention for the purpose of amending the Constitution, then that is, by definition, a con-con. Is that right,
absolutely.
Roger?
Yeah, I think the only place that the convention is mentioned in the entire Constitution is in Article 5, and the only conventions that are mentioned there are either are ratifying conventions and proposing conventions. So if it's an Article 5 convention, it's a con-con convention.
It's
that simple and shallow. So
bottom line is, you can call a pig a duck, okay? But you really see it's going to go right back for the mud again. You know, I mean, you can dress it up, you can put lipstick on it, you can spray some nice perfume on it. The bottom line is it's still a pig. It doesn't matter what you call it. And they're, you know, coming back to these Tea Party people, I have two separate listeners in Georgia who've sent me information from this one Tea Party leader who used to be against the con-con, and she's now supporting this Convention of States effort. And she is lying to the people down there and saying that it's not a con-con. Well, I don't think she's doing that ignorantly. I don't see how anybody can be that ignorant. I mean, if you know Article 5 says and you know what it's all about, obviously that's what it is. So this whole notion... Go ahead.
The way they operate, these founding lawyers for of all of them, founding lawyers of CSG in both CSG in both forms and COS in both forms, all the lawyers in there, what they use the old technique of you tell the truth and you mislead them by what you admit out of it. So technically, it's not a con until it's declared a con.
Okay, yeah, that's what the goal is.
Oh, without a doubt, it's only the only possibility is an Article 5 convention is a con. So
yeah, it's just deception. That's it.
Yeah. Now, what I had done also. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. One of the things too is I always like to use go to the enemy's camp to see what they're thinking too. And this thing is not new. I got a book called Reforming American Government. And this was the bicentennial papers of the Committee on the Constitutional System. This was put out by Donald Robinson. In there, they talk all about it. And then there's the Emergency Constitution by Rexford Tugwell. Now, both of them have what they call the New States Constitution.
Right.
And so it's there. And
you don't have any rights at all under the New States Constitution.
No, absolutely. And I'll tell you, when I ran as a delegate for the Arkansas Constitution, one of the first things they did on the proposed Constitution was they dropped the state boundaries. When you lose your boundaries, you cease to exist as a state. There's only about 15 states out of 50 states that still have a state boundary.
And that's what they're after, aren't they, Roger? I want to come
absolutely.
Back to your... That's the goal, is to do away with the states. They do not want states' rights, do they?
No.
They wanted to get rid of all of the powers of the suffrage powers of the states. One group, parliamentarians, wanted to get rid of them since Philadelphia. And this has been the theme throughout this. And, for example, just give you one example, the Council of State Governments, founded by Henry W. Toll, the eugenicist, Henry Toll was knighted by the Queen. And then on the Conference of States, the previous effort, one of its advisors was the personal advisor to Margaret Thatcher.
Good old friend Maggie.
Oh, Maggot Thatcher, yes.
I said, good for you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Maggie and Maggot, as you call her, she's good buddies with old Reagan, you know, and people practically worship the ground Reagan walked on, and he was nothing more than a scumbag himself. But anyway, we're at the end of this hour already. Jack, can you hang around a little bit? Because I want to get an update from you on where we stand here with regard to the states. Can we do that here?
Sure can.
All right, hang with us, folks. We'll be back in a moment, and we will open up the phone lines some in the next hour. We also have some other stuff to talk about we're going to stay on this subject, but we're going to continue exploring some of the stuff Roger's uncovered as well. So stay with us. Hour number 3 of Govern America continues. We've got the top of the hour news, and then we'll have some breaks, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
With financial